Back to the Second Hand Stupidity, episode 11, go! It's chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Organization or chaos? Dogs chaos. Or cats?
Dogs.
Snakes or rats?
Snakes.
Immortality or the ability to read other people's minds? Would you rather live forever and be happy until you die?
Until you die.
Would you rather die?
Until you die.
What? It's like, would you rather be happy forever until you die, or die?
Or... There's only one other option.
Yeah. It's just...
Okay. Weird. Anyway.
Sorry about that. We're just like, let's start off with
back
rapid fire.
Into the swing of things. We have not uploaded an episode in a good month.
A month?
A good month. Or, yeah. It's been a long time. So anyways, we're back. Episode 11, Secondhand Stupidity. We could call it season 2.
It doesn't feel like season two, starting today.
I don't care what Jonah thinks.
I don't think
it's season two.
I don't consider it season two since we're still in the phase of figuring out what we're doing still, would you say?
And we still have the same setup.
Well, not really, but basically we do. It's just that I'm feeling like a different season comes with a different, like, production, I would say.
We're in a new season now. We gotta have a completely different mindset, but also the same. Podcast actually has some critics now, which I'm not sure is a good thing or bad thing.
I would say it's a good
thing. You know who you are. They think the episodes are too long, which is probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one time we did 2 hours.
2 hours? We did that 3 hour episode once.
We had a three hour episode?
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Maybe.
I only felt like one.
Anyways, thank you, critics, for noting our flaws and making us self-conscious. But we're still standing. We're still getting listens at it. I was about to say a steady rate, but it's not even remotely close to steady. We'll get like 100 listens one day and then 2 listens the next.
That's because we haven't been posting.
That's true. We haven't been posting a lot. But, you know, we're back. Season 2. Completely new. That's our slogan. Season 2, completely new.
Season 2, completely new. Well, they'll end after episode 1.
You know, we're going to have to start rolling out merch pretty soon here. I mean, we're like the big leagues. We got a second season. We got renewed for a second season here.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Sponsoring ourselves.
Sponsoring ourselves. Okay. Well, Jonah, what do you have for us in world news?
World news.
Since we all know that you've every episode have got us up to date on current events.
Why do I know about all this news? I get my news from other people. It's like, oh, this happened to him. I'm like, oh, really?
Exactly. Huh. What's the news?
Well, I get it from other people. So what's the news?
Well, I have some news. Someone decided.
I knew it.
Someone Congrats. Decided to put a diamond in their head.
Oh, Uzi.
Yeah,
Uzi.
I'm just saying, Marvel Studios, if you're out there, he'd be a great candidate for Vision in season 2 of WandaVision.
That'd be great.
Just saying.
But will there be a season 2?
I don't think so. My personal opinion on WandaVision is that it's more of a one-time thing just because of the plot that's been happening.
Yeah, it's not...
I think it's more about Wanda's character growth than, like, an actual show that can keep going for multiple seasons.
A movie wouldn't have suited it, in my opinion.
I think there will be a season 2, actually.
Really?
Have you seen the ending of the last episode? Where Vision comes to life.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Whoa. No. It's fine. It's fine.
That's true.
Once they heard WandaVision, they already knew what it was going to happen. So.
But at the end of it, his eyes open.
Spoiler warning there.
Right?
Okay.
Just for now on, WandaVision.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure the latest episode
Vision's
of episode 8.
Eyes were open the whole time.
He opened.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Because we gave them warning. Watch episode 8. This is the spoiler warnings of all the way up to episode 8. Episode 9 hasn't come out yet, so...
Again, spoiler warning. Here we go. Skyler,
it's
continue.
A little late. Yeah.
So Vision opened
his eyes.
What a
and
big surprise.
I think that he will go in, rescue WandaVision, and start season 2 in the real world.
That was not a good vision.
Quick question.
It's a fake vision.
Yeah, created by Hayward.
Because...
who is happens to be evil.
Yeah.
But also isn't, like, Skull...
I don't know. Is he part of Hydra?
Oh, he's definitely evil.
Is he part of...
I don't think he's... Hydra's pretty much done.
I don't know.
Quick question. Since Wanda's powers is, like, all chaos and stuff...
Yeah.
Like, they used her powers to make the... make Vision possible, the fake Vision.
Yeah.
So weren't it be, weren't the fake Vision just be all chaotic and like be could like be. Ultron maybe? Like Ultron 2.0.
There's some theory, there's a lot of theories going around. Most of them are Mephisto. I personally don't think Mephisto's gonna be part of this at all since we only have one episode left, but there was a pretty good theory that Hayward is actually Ultron. Since he wants Vision so badly. And that was the whole thing of why Vision got created is because Ultron created him to be like the perfect body, like the perfect host for the Ultron.
Is it Ultron?
And so Hayward could be the like a human embodiment of Ultron and just trying to like recreate Vision, which boom, he did.
Well,
and so now he can literally just transfer himself into Vision.
Okay. Huh. Well, why was he collecting the Vibramian from the thing in the beginning? You remember that, like the flashback when Wanda was busy?
Yeah.
Why was he collecting it?
He was trying to rebuild him.
He was
That's what it was.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Trying to understand how he worked.
Dismantling. Yeah. Is that the right word?
Yeah. Yes. Dismantling.
It's weird because it's like skin, but electronics.
Not really. I don't know. That's weird.
Just think about. Just dismantling a human and then just put it back together.
Well, it's weird because they were easily cutting it open, but vibranium is the strongest metal.
They're probably using vibranium tools.
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
All theories out there.
That's true. I didn't think of that before. How are they cutting through vibranium?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I thought of that while I was watching it. But.
Maybe they picked up the pieces of Thanos' sword. And made blades out of Thanos' sword that cut through Captain America's shield.
What is Thanos' sword made
of? Probably stronger metal from outer space or something. I don't know.
I'm guessing.
Space ore.
Remember,
it's like iron, but it's from space.
He was, remember, he was looting planets and stuff.
That's true. Yeah, he was.
So he must have got like...
Vibranium is just the strongest metal on Earth.
Yeah.
There's like thousands of planets in the Marvel Universe, so...
That makes sense.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about WandaVision. And that was the main thing.
I know we were talking about WandaVision, but...
Yeah. The thing is, how we started off was just chaotic.
That's true.
Yeah, it was.
Squirrels and chipmunks! What?
Squirrels.
Probably
squirrels.
I
don't know.
I mean, I could have... Marcel has this, you know, like, people have their pet peeves, right?
Yeah.
Like, is, like, your worst pet peeve of, like, other people?
There's this one instance where it pissed me off. So, I was, like, heading into a store, and I was, like, I was crossing the street about to enter the door. Mm-hmm. And this person was holding the door for me from, like, 100 feet.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm trying to speed up. And it's, I don't know, it's just the worst feeling. It's like you have to speed up and you have to get there. That's my worst pet peeve. Yeah, it's my worst pet peeve.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like it too because you just gotta do like the
You have to do that. You gotta do the awkward speed walk.
Yeah, you don't want to run.
I know you. And then it just makes you look like, oh man, it's weird. It's like a little waddle that you do.
Yeah, just.
This might be a strange one, but I think my biggest. Or one of my biggest pet peeves with people is when people go counterclockwise in card games.
I cannot
stand it.
It's funny.
I can't stand it because I know when my family does card games, we always go clockwise. And so when my friends start going counterclockwise, which you always want to every single time we play poker.
Because it's
like,
fun.
Actually, every time we play poker, you don't even know where we're going.
Yeah,
we'll be halfway through the game and... We'll be like, Jonah, why are you going? Are we going counterclockwise? No, we've been going clockwise the entire time. Whoa!
Well, the reason being is because we had three people, and it's confusing. But it's funny to me because we're playing Uno. where it doesn't matter. And he's just in the middle of the game. He's like, why are we going counterclockwise? I'm like, it's part of the game, Landon. It's part of the game to go counterclockwise.
I think reverse cards should be deleted from Uno. They should be forced to go clockwise because that's how the Earth was intended to be.
I don't even know if it goes clockwise or not.
Does the Earth go clockwise?
That's a good question.
Great question.
Well, here's the thing. There's no... It depends on where you're looking at it from. Are you looking at it from below the sun or above the sun?
Which way does it spin?
Which is also not even true because there's no such thing as below and above.
Yeah.
Because space is just endless, so there's no up and down in space or left and right. It's just there.
How do you do directions in space then?
Go north.
So you know Jupiter? Oh yeah, Harry used to live on Jupiter. Yeah, go to Harry's house. You're gonna take a right and you're gonna end up in Venus, right? All right. Go like 3 blocks north of that and you'll hit one of the moons.
I'm so confused. So these
people, it's like, yeah, you just go up the street. It's like, okay, explain how that works, Chad.
When you're giving, like, when someone gives directions to you, there's like, under like 3 ways of doing it, like go north this for so much, then go east or whatever. And yeah. Isn't there like another one where they're like, go 2 blocks, then 3 blocks left? And then there's another one where they do specific destinations. Which type of person are you, would you say? Like, the north, the blocks, or specific landmarks or destinations?
I do streets, you know, or county roads.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's easier because in our area, it's easier to identify roads than it is.
I usually do roads,
houses
too.
Houses and stuff.
No idea where anything is.
Yeah.
I don't know my north and south. I don't know any street names. I don't really know directions around here. So I kind of just say, see that street right there? Okay, you're going to go down there, and then you're going to take... Oh, looks at hand for reference. You're going to take a right. And you'll keep going down there for, I'd say, a while. And then you're going to see this building, right? That's where you want to be.
That's kind of how I do my stuff, too. I don't know road names. I know specific ones. But usually, I don't know any road names. So I'm like, okay, take the second left and then take the third right and keep going straight until you hit, like, a McDonald's and then wait till the second left to do that.
I'm pretty sure
one.
You try to explain board games like you try to explain directions, and it doesn't work.
Hey, no one has said that they got and lost.
Well,
I got lost in poker.
That is very disagreeable. Hey, I explained poker pretty well to you.
I know, you're decent. Hey, you're decent.
I explained the most recent card game that we played. It was called Red Flakes. Fun game. I recommend it. It's kind of it's 17
it's an
and
adventure.
Up. But it is an adventure. But I actually explained that game really good. It's because it was simple.
Yeah, it's very simple. You grab 3 cards...
And
use these.
You've got
grab 2 other cards. Use these.
No, it's 4 and 3.
And it's more... Well, it doesn't have as much to do with the game mechanics as it does just improv.
Yeah. It's a lot
of cards are more just things to jumpstart your improv.
Yeah. Which, great game. 8 out of 10 would recommend.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
You heard him.
You know what else is 8 out of 10?
What?
Season 2 of Secondhand Stupidity.
It's not season 2.
It's season 2, baby.
I disagree.
We got through 10 episodes of season 1. We got to start season 2.
Bruh, there's some episodes can... What was the longest season in history? Wasn't it like 600 or something? I don't remember, but like an entire season went on for like 600 episodes.
600 I don't know. Joe Rogan's at like 2 or 3,000 something. Hold on.
Yeah.
But is it a season?
No, he doesn't really have seasons.
Then it's not a season.
Joe Rogan is at...
Wait, actually it could be...
1612. Yeah, Joe Rogan doesn't have seasons.
My goodness.
Joe Rogan, if you're listening to this, you're kind of the inspiration of podcasting.
I would say so.
Yeah, of course he is.
Congrats. You're doing very well. Okay, I'm going to ask a question completely off the top of my head and not using Skylar's phone as a reference. If a genie gave you 3 wishes, what would you wish for? I'm going to set some limits. You can't wish for riches, and you can't wish for world peace.
Okay, my first wish would be for infinite wishes. I found a loophole.
No, you already know that's banned.
No, I asked you what was banned.
Okay, just the 3 wishes right now.
3 wishes.
What are your first 3 wishes, Jonah?
Let's see here. I would say an allowance where I can get money to, like, basically allowance each day so that I can get money. It's like getting
paid. So you want a job.
No. I want to, like, just randomly in the mail every like day, I'll get like $15,000 in the mail, for example, that I can do whatever I want with it. No,
so you want a passive income job.
Just passive income. Passive income. Let's do that. Passive income to be like humbled and
I
kind of
said no riches, but that
okay,
that's,
Warren Buffett.
That's so uniquely Jonah that will like slide.
It's not riches.
You don't want money. I want a price, or I want a payment of $15 every week. We'll set it at that, and I'm good for life.
The second one. My second one would be like enough lumber and like all stuff for construction to build whatever I want, like carpentry and all that type of stuff. And my third one is that I want more time to, like, I want to, let's just say control time so that I can have more time to do stuff that I want to do.
So you want to be Thanos?
No. Thanos wanted to kill half the population.
Morally correct Thanos. There you have it, folks. Jonah wants to be a morally correct Thanos who gets a steady payment of $1,500 in the mail every week.
It's fine because I am inevitable. So...
Okay.
Well, so, Skylar. Who wants to go next?
Oh, ooh.
Jonah, that was a fail, by the way.
No, it was.
I don't know how you did it, but you pretty much failed that question.
Because it was on the fly. I wasn't ready.
If you were in Aladdin, the movie would have ended because the genie probably would have just went straight back into the lamp. Nope.
Oh wait, another 1,000 years.
So, who wants to do their next 3 wishes?
I would love to, Jonah.
Okay, Skylar.
My first wish is free travel for life.
Ooh. Oh,
yes. Yeah. That's a good one. CEO of my own company.
Okay. Ooh.
And free food.
Nah, okay, I like that. I like that.
I like
that. Do you know what kind of company you want to be
a CEO of? Like Amazon type.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be Jeff Bezos.
Except not bald. And
Jonah wants to be Thanos.
No. What's
boring Thanos?
You want to be Stuart? Probably.
Stuart Little, dude. I could fit through keyholes and like steal candy and stuff.
What Skylar wants to be is actually the child of Jeff Bezos. So that he gets all the money.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Own part of his stocks.
You're so right.
And a stake in the company. But whatever.
Landon, are you up for this?
Am I up for this?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
You got your questions?
Up for 3 wishes from a genie. Yeah. Okay.
What's your first one?
First wish. I want to have a voice that's good enough to write a music album that reaches number 1 in the charts in the US.
So you want to be Taylor Swift?
I don't want British people
listening
to
my music. You want to be Taylor Swift?
What?
You want to be Taylor Swift?
No. No. It's,
okay.
No. second of all, I want to shake Robert Downey Jr.'s hand.
You just want to shake it.
And yeah, pretty much.
Not give him a hug, have dinner with him. You just want to shake his hand.
Congratulate.
Just a genie. Okay, do it right here. Shakes his hand. Okay, there we go. Now you're happy. Nope, just he's just like, what?
Not even spend an afternoon with him. Just shake his hand.
And then, third of all, it kind of relates to Skylar's. I want to be able to travel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Vacation whenever I want.
Yeah.
Definitely. That would be, that'd make my day.
Oh, yeah.
I could travel to Robert Downey Jr.'s house, shake his hand, I could congratulate him, and then he would congratulate me for getting number one in the charts for music, and then I'd hop on my yacht and go to Canada.
Ooh, I actually have a question. I have a question for you. Since you guys want, like, free travel, would you rather have free travel or instant travel? Like, you know,
well, instant is free.
Like, no. Instant is
free. Sorry, but that's going to be a $50 fee for you to teleport. Sorry.
No, okay.
There's regulations on these
things. No, the thing is, it's like, do you still want the journey of getting there? Like, free airplane ride, for example, you can see all the clouds, all the scenery.
You know, or do you want to be, like, teleported there? Free. Because you can take friends along with free.
No, never mind. I would go with Landon on this one.
Yeah. Like, instant, you don't get the journey. You only get the destination.
You don't get the jet lag.
part of the journey is the end. Wow. part of the trip is the journey, so.
Was that a creaking door?
Yeah, it was.
Whoa. Hello.
A little boy came out of a closet.
A little boy. hey, who let you get out of there?
I thought we locked it.
Ignore that.
Ignore that.
Okay. So,
where were you?
You know, Skylar and I have some pretty good ideas for Genie. Jonah,
I have the best ideas.
I want to be able to change time, but not like super a lot, just kind of like kind of mildly change time every once in a while. I kind of want to be, like, paid a good amount, decent amount.
Like $50 an hour.
You know, basically, I kind of want to just be an accountant. And I think I'm set for life there.
Basically, if I could rephrase it, I just, in one sentence, I want to just have the ability to do what I want in life.
They made Aladdin about Jonah and be
Aladdin. You don't want to go back.
Oh, no, it'd be, I'll add in all these tax reports.
Bad.
There's like, yeah, no, if my life was a movie, there wouldn't be a plot because I wouldn't be able to explain anything.
Jonah's trying to explain his life to his kids on his deathbed. It's just like, wait, so you went to Paris? No, I bought some cheese from Paris at this one store. Oh, wait. What? Grandpa, are you sure you don't have, like, dementia or something?
Why did he buy all this wood?
I was going to use it.
So what? That's how I met your mother. What? I thought we were in Canada. You know, I've been thinking a lot about candy recently, and when you start becoming a candy enthusiast, you start personifying candy.
Where is this coming from?
What? Don't question it. But, like, the ads of certain candies kind of personify them. Like, Reese's is the stubborn big dude,
mm-hmm,
who just doesn't give a crap. Or give a rap, or in this case, because candy. Yeah, and Snickers is, like, the dad or the mom. It's just the parent of all candy. So, random question, but what candy would you be?
Where were you going with this? I'm so good. Just like,
everywhere and nowhere. I was going to Candyland. One-way ticket to Candyland.
Jonah, what would you be?
Well, I mean, since you said Snickers is like the dad or mom, I'm guessing I have to do Snickers because I like my dad jokes. And I am hungry for some more dad jokes.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
Jonah, I don't know. You said Snickers is the dad.
Jonah, you're not you when you're hungry. You need a Snickers.
I mean, I actually am hungry right now, so it makes sense.
I'm trying to think if that's a good thing or a bad thing, though, that he's not him right now.
But when am I me?
Every time. Okay, Skylar, anyways, we need to move on from this moron. Okay, Skylar, what candy would you be?
Probably Skittles, because I'll be tasting the rainbow all the time.
Ooh.
What is that supposed to mean? I know you were
tasting
trying to...
Tasting the rainbow.
I know you were trying to go with, like, a joke or something, but what the heck is tasting the rainbow?
Tasting the rainbow. Good question. Good question. Have you ever eaten Lucky Charms before?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be...
Does that... I don't think that
I'd be
like
Skittles because I'd be like tasting the rainbow, and Jonah goes, "Ooh, what the heck is that supposed to mean?"
The thing is, I know what he's saying, but okay, it's hard, like, to put into words.
It's like eating a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Why wouldn't you say like
Fruit Loops
or something?
No, that's not
a
Lucky
candy
Charms.
It's
Lucky
rainbow,
Charms,
though.
Rainbow, tasting the rainbow.
Oh,
yeah. It's like finishing a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Skittles to Lucky Charms?
It's like eating a bowl of Lucky Charms and feeling that in your gut. That's what it feels like to eat Skittles. That's who I am.
So, okay, I had you, but then
you
lost you because...
You're trying to personify yourself.
Yeah.
I had you, but...
You know that one feeling that you get in your stomach after you eat Lucky Charms? That's basically my personality.
Okay, I had you, but I lost you because, okay, you're this candy bar. So you're this candy bar because you taste like the rainbow.
It's not a bar, it's actually multiple.
Yeah, it's actually just multiple Skittles. Little. So it's bars. Not really a candy bar, but it's
but
just my favorite candy.
Yeah, but it's like, so you're Skittles because you taste the rainbow.
I feel like the rainbow.
Oh, you feel like the rainbow.
I feel like the rainbow after you eat bowl of Lucky Charms.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's like eating Skittles.
Okay, that makes sense. Landon?
Me?
Yeah.
Candy
bar? Candy?
I would be
whatever.
A Kit Kat.
Kit Kat? Why? Are you a kid? Or
what? Kit? I'd be a Kit Kat broken off the right way, which is down the, what do you call it? The valley. I'm going to call it that for extra extravaganza.
Is there...
But also, another reason why I'd be a Kit Kat is I need a break.
This has
specifically for you people.
This has literally just been dad jokes inside candy bar talk. That's why I'm a Snickers. I don't.
You're not yourself.
What? Where has this gone?
And also, I'd also be a Reese's because I'm not sorry.
It's not Reese's. It's Reese's.
Recess.
Like, that's like playground, though.
No.
That's like elementary playground.
No. Recess. Yeah, recess. It's not recess.
Well, you have to be different between the two because eventually one day you're going to end up trying to be a doctor, but then you're going to settle for being a preschool teacher. And then you're going to say, anyone want a recess?
That's recess.
Anyone want a recess? And they're going to be like, what? We get a Reese's? And then you're going to have to break the news to them that it's just candy.
Okay, yeah, sometimes...
They get candy either way,
Landon, sometimes kids are dumb,
that's
but I'm pretty sure
fail.
They know what you mean.
Anytime a teacher's failed, it's because they mispronounced Reese's.
Oh.
Landon.
Yeah?
There's a bell that signifies recess.
Hmm?
There's a bell that tells you when it's recess time, right? So then you go, whatever
happens.
See, I
don't know if you're talking about candy or Reese's.
Okay, now...
I honestly, up to this point, I thought you were talking about the candy. There's a bell that tells you when it's candy time.
Candy time from the word recess.
I just say Reese's, because then you can differentiate between the two. I'm sorry,
fine.
I am a recess enthusiast.
Landon.
When I hear that recess is indoors...
Woo!
Killing me, Smalls.
Landon, then do this. Just say... I like eating Reese's for, like, the candy. And then instead of, like, you know, going out and playing Reese's, just say playtime.
Time to go play time. But eating a Reese's is playtime.
You're eating playtime. You're telling me you're eating playtime.
Are you saying that eating candy isn't playtime?
Do you play with your candy?
No, but I eat it. And I find enjoyment in eating candy. And enjoyment equals playtime.
Man. I feel like you're just stretching
this. I'm trying to not give up my point here.
But your point is not valid?
That's a logical fallacy. Why is my point not valid?
Because... Yeah, you're correct. It's a logical fallacy.
So I win.
No.
Because you committed a logical fallacy.
No, you committed lots of logical fallacies.
Hold up, like, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, guys.
You did.
What's the last thing you searched on Google?
Oh, crap.
Search it right now.
Crap, I deleted that. I'm joking. Let's see here. Okay, stop saying
that. Golden Globe Awards.
Audi Q5 2018 Black.
Why so specific?
Audi Q5. Audi Q5. Black with one wheel, with one popped wheel. Also, it needs to have a little bit of scent of dog pee.
Oh my god!
Also, it needs to be previously owned by my grandma.
A door tier list.
A door tier.
What is the video that I found?
Just, what?
Oh, no, John. It's literally just a short video of just different doors and them putting it in a tier list.
It's not my ones or anything.
I don't think there could be a better summary of Jonah's personality than seeing that his search bar is door tierless. So first off, we got the glass sliding doors. Now they bring a nice aesthetic to the table, and it's good for any summertime house.
They didn't even talk about glass sliding doors.
What did they talk about them? There's like two types of doors. There's glass sliding doors.
Okay,
and
let's hear.
Wooden doors.
Regular door, barn door.
Yeah, what's a regular door?
A regular door.
That's racist.
No. No, it's, let's see, you got your regular door. Everyone knows what a regular door is.
Sure.
Okay, then you got your sliding door.
Yep.
Then you got your screen door.
Yep.
Then you got your barn door.
Yep.
Then you got your swivel door.
Yep.
Like, you know, the spinny ones.
The more and more you talk about this, the more and more I'm disappointed in you.
And then there's that weird door. Have you seen the video where there's...
Why do you know so much about doors?
I was trying to think of a pun, but it wasn't coming to me. Good question. Who else is not very into doors?
Because I adore doors.
How dare you? You took that
I couldn't
from me.
Handle
you took
that joke.
You took that.
Oh, no. It didn't ring a bell at first.
Okay, now that one's a stretch.
Yeah. I'm about to get framed for that.
Okay, now.
It's like knocking on wood.
You guys adore jokes, don't you?
You stole that from me. You know what? You are just
adorable.
Adore.
What the heck?
I want to slam something in your face.
How does that go with doors?
Like slam the door.
Well. Which is that enough
we are really fitting into our podcast
now. Okay.
Would you say that's enough since we're already going crazy?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think
we ended off with candy bars.
And door puns.
No, doors.
Door puns.
Door puns.
Yeah. You know, we started with rapid fire and now we're ending
on door puns.
Door puns. Doors.
Hey, door puns are good.
No. I can't handle them.
Well, thank you so much, Skylar, for joining us today
on
Secondhand Stupidity. And this is Secondhand Stupidity.
And we're going to slam the door in your face.
For now. You guys are adorable.
Bye.